by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Shallow holes versus deep trenches. Pre-planting feeding techniques and covering to protect from the fall rains, the differences and similarities in planting garlic bulbs and flower bulbs this fall. On the line for this week's edition of Garden Talk is Master Gardener Ed Byerski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
This is the episode that we've kind of been anticipating here. Tips and hints for planting garlic.
Normally, we'd be replanting our garlic starting the end of September and through October. Obviously, the ground should not be frozen. That makes it a lot easier. We've been preparing those beds, those garlic beds, whether that be where we pulled out our harvested our potatoes or other assorted crops that have finished. We've worked in lots of organic material, compost, organic fertilizers, because garlic is a heavy feeder and it really benefits a lot by being well fed, because it's growing during the winter roots and then springtime and summer before our harvest, 9 months from now.
So pointy side up and put them down how many inches?
2 to 3 inches deep. I've got a special little tool I've made. It actually, I can punch 6 holes at a time, uniform spacing, planting these about 6 inches apart. That gives the roots enough space to grow horizontally and down. They are not deep-rooted plants. So we've got to give them enough horizontal space between each other so that they can pull in the nutrients that they need. So then, yeah, like you say, pointy end up of those nice big cloves. Then after we're done with getting them all planted and hopefully labeled, if you are the kind of person who keeps track of such things as I am, then gently rake the soil back across, covering them up, and hopefully you have some seaweed waiting or even more compost to go on the surface of the couple inches of seaweed on top or compost. And then the whole thing gets covered with some clear plastic, black plastic or tarps for the winter, because by the time we are planting, the soil is plenty moist. We shouldn't be having to water them any. And then they are bedded down. We hope to stay there growing roots and then springing forth around the end of March and early April to give us a crop next year.
So is now also the time to be planting flower bulbs too?
It really is. And so for those, if we're buying the bags of bulbs or boxes of bulbs, there they usually tell you, a lot of it's based on the size of the bulb, like a tulip or a daffodil, how deep to go. And those are usually 6 to 8 inches deep compared to crocus and snowdrops, lucilla, which are smaller bulbs, 2 to 3 inches deep. And again, we can do our pre-prep of fertilizer, but for those, you mentioned the trenches, and that's my preferred way of planting a lot of bulbs. We've got a couple thousand coming in here to plant out the Shrine of St. Therese for a nice display next year. So there I'll dig a trench that may be a foot wide and 6 to 8 inches deep. Down in the bottom of that trench, we'll scratch in some bulb fertilizer. The soil I take out of the first part of my trench that may be 2 or 3 feet long can go into a wheelbarrow or some buckets and be set aside. And then I will, as I plant, space the bulbs. Again, there's usually spacing recommendations also, like 3 to 6 inches apart in that trench for each bulb. Then we start the next trench as you're winding your way through your garden beds. That soil from the second trench fills in the first one, and we work our way across the garden, planting hundreds or thousands of bulbs for that beautiful display. And when you're finally done at the far end, take your soil you pulled out at the beginning and throw it in the end, and you're all done. And mulching is not a bad idea for those, as long as you've got good soil and whatever Mother Nature gives us for freeze-thaw action, or maybe all winter-long snow cover. You know, La Nina is predicted, for whatever that means.
So just kind of cross your fingers and hope we don't have another warm spell in December, right?
Yeah, well, right, exactly. Because once those bulbs, and this applies to both garlic and the flower bulbs, you know, once they get a certain amount of cold temperatures, which is like 12 to 16 weeks below 40 degrees, then that triggers the green sprouts to start to come up. So yeah, if we have cold temperatures and they get most of that by mid-January and then it warms up, we very often get that mid-January thaw, then we don't want to see, we really don't want to see them sprouting at that time, because you can count on a February freeze, those tips, those green tips will get damaged, and that will hurt our flowering or garlic growing for later on.
Okay, Ed Byarsky, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Garden Talk is a weekly feature every Thursday morning on Morning Edition. Sign up for the podcast or check out the archive of previous segments from this past spring and summer at ktoo.org/gardentalk. Plant your
rose straight and long. KTOO's Garden Talk with Ed Byarsky is sponsored by Don Abel Garden Center, locally owned since 1936, offering building and garden supplies to both commercial and residential customers throughout Alaska. More at donabel.biz.